So you have those different aspects here of the human from the mother, the human that has to be united with the divine, and then you have the divine human. So they speak of different levels of relationship to the word. So relating to the Lord in the human from the mother, because it's not his, is being caught in the ladder, in the false memory knowledges, because that's thinking of the Lord from person, place, time and space. Okay, so that's that aspect. And then the human that's in the process of being united to the divine has to do with a spiritual state of working with truths in order to practice them, which is uniting them with good. And in that sort of state, there's still a lot of ourself involved in that work. And then the divine human is where divine truths are seen to be divine good, essentially. So the Lord has made the divine truth divine good. So there's a progression there, and that progression can happen over the course of a cycle. So you have a recurring pattern. So the Lord is always the divine good. It's never not been the divine good. Like, you just need to get that clear. The appearance is that the divine truth is separated from the divine good. And this is only really able to be understood when we look at it from an interior perspective of the Lord being the word working within the human mind. So everything that happens in relation to the historicals, and there's a statement in here about historicals, if you recall, it's about the names of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob don't enter heaven. Yep, so number 6884. So it just says there that the historicals of the word cannot enter into heaven, for the historical of the word is natural and worldly. So it's the Mary human, okay? And those who are in heaven are in no ideas about what are spiritual, so that they understand the word spiritually, and what is worldly, which is of the sense of the letter of the word, is at the very threshold of heaven turned into the spiritual sense. So what that's about is that the Lord manifests to the degree that we can comprehend him. And if we are fixed in person, place, time and space and historicals, the Lord appears in an infirm human, because those ideas can't save, because they take the mind away from what needs to be done internally and projects it out into history and into time and space. So it serves as a foundation by which we can be elevated. So the Lord enters into the ideas that we have of him, even as a finite being, to progressively step us out of that. And the only way he can step us out of that is by giving us new ideas that we have to practice. And then a human from the Father, the practice, the good, can start to be put on. A new understanding starts to form as to who the Lord is. The old ideas of person, place, space, and time associated with the Lord are put off. And then the next step in the process is to see that the word is not just from the Lord, it is the Lord. And when the word is seen to be the Lord, his human is glorified, or the divine truth becomes the divine good, and then we receive truth from that, which is of a much higher quality to that truth we were receiving when we saw the Lord in person, place, time and space ideas. So these constitute different states in terms of our relationship to the word, in terms of how we see it. So human has to do with the understanding that we have of things. So human has to do with truth, divine has to do with good. So it's the same thing as good and truth, and they're uniting. So to see the word naturally is to be stuck in person, place, time and space. That's the maternal human, or what is taken from the world. To acknowledge that there is more here. That's a spiritual state, because there's a recognition that there's more to it than what meets the eye. Mightn't be able to define what that is, but there's still a sense, you know, we all have that sense, right? Because we've experienced it, that there is more. That's a spiritual state, but there's still very much a sense of self involved in that sense of things, because there's analysis that goes on and there's trying to work it out and there's all of that. And that's all kind of ourselves being involved and trying to work stuff out. And then you have this idea of the divine human. And what that is that when the human of the Lord is seen to be divine, when the Word is seen to be the Lord, that's the same thing. It's the same thing. Then what proceeds from that is a very different quality of insight, so far as truth goes, than when you just see it in a natural way. So someone who's in a natural understanding of the Word receives a very different quality of truth, if you like, to someone who recognizes that the Word is the Lord, or that his human is divine, or that the Word is the divine human. And so that all speaks to this progression or movement that we undergo as we come into the Word, work with it, gain illustration that's experiential, so that good becomes married to truth, and then we see the power of the Word at work. And so that puts us in a different connection to it than when we first started out.